Wake up in the morning feeling like
I'm gonna have a good day.
The haters said we wouldn't be back, but here we are. We woke up on a Monday morning. We drove to 292 Middle Road in Dover, and we're here.
Like I say, haters gonna hate and potatoes are gonna potate.
I couldn't have said it better myself, truly. Oh, by the way, the date is May 19th, the year 2025. A mere 8 days for my birthday, for those keeping score at home.
When do you stop? When do you stop? Like, is it, I'm being for real. Is it an age where you start to feel old?
No!
So you'll do this forever, ever. You'll count down to your birthday for a full month every year.
Logan, I only do it.
No, you don't. You don't only do it. No. Don't say that. Yeah, no, that's not true. That's not true. Because I hear you talking to other people about it. You can't get enough of your damn self.
That's true. I'm always going to love my birthday. Okay. Even when I turn 99. Probably especially when I turn 99.
Yeah, I know. 99, that checks out. But I'm saying, like, Gwen's, like, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're still going to be doing it?
Oh, that would be obnoxious. Yeah, probably.
At least you're honest.
You know, I really enjoyed revealing that petty, really petty fight that I had with Steven.
It's about as petty as I'm going to fight with you today.
The one involving American Chop Suey.
Yeah.
If you missed it, we are going to relive that moment together now, and I hope that you enjoy it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. What is the dumbest argument you've ever got into with your significant other? I have one that may top the list. I'm almost embarrassed to share.
Please do, though.
It's involving American Chop Suey.
How does an argument start with Chop Suey?
So it's one of the only things I make, and I do it pretty well. But I'm pretty particular about it.
Okay.
And I sent the ingredients to Steven, baby daddy boyfriend, because he does the Hannaford to-go list.
Sure.
And instead of getting large elbows for the pasta, he got medium-sized elbows. And that simply won't do. And I'm very particular about this because the large elbows really absorb all the sauce and the meat in the dish.
Yep.
And it's important. And it's a difference. Between medium and large, it's a difference, my people, if you spend a lot of time in the pasta aisle. So whatever I pick up the order and I bring it all home and I see, we got medium elbows. I go, no worries. I'm going to go back and get the large. He goes, you got to be kidding me. This is crazy. What a waste of time. Feels like you're just doing this to make a point. And I said,
I probably would say that too.
I'm like, okay, I'm not mad, and I understand where you're coming from, but it really does make a difference.
Right.
You know,
it's your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
So I get it from Hannaford, I come back, and we just kept the medium-sized elbows because we're like, we'll use it for something else, whatever.
Yeah.
So he can't wait. He's like, show me the box. So I bring out the box. He puts the boxes side by side. He can't wait to be like, they're exactly the same. Like, that's what he wants to prove to the world and me and everyone.
Sure.
And he's like, looking, he's like, it is a difference.
They are?
It really is a difference. Okay. The large elbows versus the medium.
Sure.
And it's not like I won the argument, but he saw my point and he was happy when it was all said and done that we had those large elbows. They hold the sauce. It's better.
Jeez, that is a dumb argument.
I know.
It was so dumb.
The amount of time that we
spent. I don't know who's being more spiteful. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. The amount of time talking about the difference of the pasta was just like, oh my God, we used to be fun. Like, what happened?
Yeah, that's,
what happened
that's
to
a
us?
Crazy conversation to have.
So that is our question for you. You listening to this nonsense, do you have a tale that's coming to mind of the stupidest argument you've ever had with your significant other? As it's happening, you're like, are we really arguing about this? 603-749-0975. Kylie, what about you? What do you argue about?
Toppings on a pizza.
You got into a fight about pizza toppings. What did you want on the pizza?
I am a veggie lover.
Okay, and what did he want?
He wanted meat, and only meat.
Okay, well, at least you didn't want pineapple. Thanks for the call, Kylie. You understood the assignment. If you have one, you can feel free to chime in at 603-749-0975. Make me feel better about the chop suey thing, could you? 603-749-0975. Wondering what the dumbest argument you ever got into with your significant other was. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of my very petty fight that I got into with my husband about American chop suey, we are taking your calls on the most ridiculous, petty, waste of time fight you have ever gotten into with your significant other. What was it about? How long did it last? Spill the tea. 603-749-0975 is our number. Good morning, Liana. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, Kira.
Hi. So what's on your mind?
Okay, so my late husband now and I argued once about my height. Really bad. So it actually, I wish one of my kids were in the car right now.
You argued about your height?
Yes. So I am like 5'6" and a half. And he swore that I said that I was 5'7", but I never said that I was. And it was like a huge argument back and forth.
What the heck is your height?
Like, I think you know your height.
It was, you had to be there kind of thing. When you said the argument about the silliest thing, oh my goodness, it came right to my head. I actually have it on video, the ending of it, because I get pretty angry about when I'm right. When I'm right, I'm right. So yeah. I put up a fight.
Liana was running to the garage to grab the tape measure.
Let's settle this once and for all.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, I hope you won that fight.
Well, I'm not sure. The video says it all.
Okay, you have to send it to us.
Okay.
Thanks, Liana.
Thank you.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are taking your calls about the most petty, ridiculous, dumbest fight you ever got into with your significant other. What was it about? How long did it last? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. Did you want to talk about the stupidest fight?
Okay, it was a boyfriend before my husband now. Uh-huh. We argued about the difference of ketchup and Miracle Whip. He had to have the name brand ketchup and the name brand Miracle Whip. So I went to the store and I bought them. And then every time that I went shopping without him, I would buy the store brand, come home, and put it into the containers. So he would think that I bought the name brand. He never knew it.
Oh, my God. That's so much effort
so
on your part.
Crazy.
It was, but it was a year and a half that he never knew that I had done it.
Rhonda, you sneaky little devil.
Did you tell him eventually?
No, I think the kids did because they saw me doing it. So they told him.
You proved to him that he doesn't really have the loyalty to the brands. He really just likes the pretty label.
Right.
Well, that's one way to win an argument.
And I'm a cheapskate, so I always tried to tell him the store brand has to have so many of the store brand before they can sell.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, we're Kira and Logan in the morning. Ah, another week in paradise. We want to hear about the dumbest fight you ever got into with your significant other. The most petty, ridiculous, in the middle of the fight, you're thinking, are we really fighting about this? But you just keep going. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello?
Hi, is this Kara and Logan?
It is. What's your name?
My name is Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Do you have a stupid argument you wanted to share?
Oh, yeah. And this one will totally make you feel better about yours for sure.
Yay, I'm listening.
So my stupid argument is about my husband trying to help me clean.
Jerk.
I know, right? What the heck? So I'm asleep and I wake up early one morning to a little bit of a cough and my eyes watering and I could smell something, but I couldn't figure out what. So I come out of the bedroom and my husband is sitting in his chair, nearly choking to death, because he had just tried to clean up a room with a bottle of bleach and ammonia mix.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Is he trying to asphyxiate himself?
Oh, yeah. And I had to pretty much drag him out of the house. We had to, like, open all the doors. And we have 5 dogs, 2 cats, and a cockatoo.
Holy.
So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. All the animals, like, and I opened the bedroom door, and literally I started choking, and I was crying, and my eyes were burning, it was in my throat, it was awful.
How did that turn into a fight, other than just, like, he's a knucklehead?
We definitely argued about that. He had no idea that it was gas poison.
That is damn funny.
But his heart was in the right place, he was just trying to clean and help out.
Right, right. And, you know, that's not what aggravated me. I was just like, okay, just please let me do the cleaning from here on.
Yeah,
nice. He kind of won that argument. He's done with cleaning forever.
Maybe that was his, like, that was his motive. That was his MO.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, Amanda, thanks so much for making us a part of your morning and sharing this tale. I'm glad you lived to tell the tale.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Thank you.
Okay, and now it is time to play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn at Fenway Park, baby. Give us a call at 603-749-0975 if you'd like to play. We play in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. 3, 2, ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Welcome in, Phil. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hey, Kira. How are you?
I'm quite well. And how art thou?
Not bad.
So we choose you today to play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean and Brooks and Dunn.
Fantastic.
It is. It's really good news for you. But we can't just give them to you.
Yeah,
you know?
I was going to say, it's good news if he wins.
Yeah, you do have to earn them.
My track record against you is nil, so I'm due for a win.
You said nil?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get one.
I don't think I've ever beaten Kira.
Well, let's get one today. Kick her out of here and let's start.
All right, get out of here, Kira.
I do as I'm told. Good luck, Phil.
Rarely she does as she's told.
See ya.
Get out of here. All right, Phil. Multiple choice for question one. You ready?
You got it.
Here we go. What national park in the United States is home to the largest trees in the country? Is it Sequoia National Park? Is it Acadia National Park? Or is it the Great Smokies?
Sequoia.
Sequoia. Question number two. What is the formula for carbon dioxide?
CO2.
Question number three. Brooks and Dunn, but it's nameless. Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do, come on, baby, let's go boot scooting. Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, blank.
Boot scooting, boogie.
That is it. How fast was that, my dude?
That was easy.
All three.
Now we're looking at how Kira doesn't know her science.
All three of them are easy?
Yeah.
All right, well, Kira.
I think, unless I could be wrong on number one.
All right, good. I didn't know what he was saying. I had to yell over him just to be safe.
Look, it's like, la, 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 la.
Question one, Kira.
Okay.
Multiple choice. What national park in the United States is home to the largest trees in the country?
Oh.
Sequoia National Park, Acadia National Park, or the Great Smoky Mountains?
I think Sequoia has those big, fat trees.
Yeah.
The thick ones.
Dave, said it. Philly cheesesteak said it. 1-1.
Excellent.
Okay. Question two. Kira, what's the formula for carbon dioxide?
Oh, CO2.
CO2 is correct. Okay. Great job.
Why'd you give me that look?
Because I just love messing with you.
Logan gave me a look like, Kira, you're stupid showing.
Question three, Brooks and Dunn, but it's nameless. Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do, come on, baby, let's go boot scoop. Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Get down, turn around, go to town, blank.
Boot scoot and boogie?
Why you gotta say it with a question mark? Like a little confidence from you. Yeah,
that's scoot buggy.
That's the answer. Final score is 3-3.
Oh, nice.
Philip?
Yeah, but my name is Phil and I still can't beat Kira.
That's true.
It feels good to hear. I don't know why, but it does. But it doesn't matter much because, you know, ties are just like winning around here on Kira and Logan in the morning. So you will still be going to see Jason. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. We hope you had a lovely weekend. The weather actually... actually turned out to be not so shabby.
What a tease, my phone weather app say. Not even the tease is the wrong word, but it tricked me. Said it was going to be terrible.
I know, we were misled. I guess if it's going to lie to us, it's better to go in that direction. But still,
valid.
I would have loved to be prepared for such a lovely weather weekend.
True.
Last night, we went to Pepperell Cove in Kittery.
Nice.
Really nice spot. And we got there before it started downpouring. Mm. And we're sitting on the deck, and it was really, really nice. But as the sun goes down, we're right on the water. Starts getting a little chilly.
Sure, sure.
And there's a little nip in the air. I'm fine because I have a jacket on. But I see my man is getting goosebumps. He's just in a short sleeve polo situation. It's tight as well, so I could see he could carve an ice sculpture with his nipples. He's very cold.
Got it.
And I see around us that they are handing out blankets, which is such a lovely touch.
Did you take one?
I didn't because I wasn't cold. I had a jacket on. But I said to Steven, babe, you know, you look pretty cold. Like, don't you just want to be comfortable, right? Mm. We're like here trying to enjoy ourselves out right. To eat. Take the blanket. And he's like, I'm not taking the blanket.
You didn't take the blanket.
No, I didn't take the blanket.
I know. That makes him not want to take the blanket.
I would have taken the blanket if I was in a short sleeve shirt like he was.
Yeah.
I was comfortable.
Right.
He was not.
Right.
Hair standing up on his arms, the whole thing. And I said, I couldn't take that as an answer. So I started to pry. I said, what's the deal? Why don't you take the blanket? Yeah. You're cold. Take the blanket.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just not manly to take the blanket.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed to the table next to us. I said, that guy's a guy.
Yeah.
He's got a blanket.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's a little older.
Okay.
So it's okay for him to have the blanket.
Okay.
I need to just, you know, suffer. I was like, that seems foolish.
It is foolish. However, you didn't take the blanket, so I kind of get it.
Do you?
Well, just the fact that you didn't take the blanket, because then he's sitting there all curled up looking like a little sissy and you're not. You know what I mean?
Okay, if it meant that he was going to take the blanket, if I took the blanket, then I would have, but he didn't say that.
Yeah, of course. He would never say that.
That in itself would be like, just revoke the man card here and now.
But that's crazy. Like, dude, just be comfortable. Come on, Steven. Take the blankie.
Would you have taken it?
So the fact that you didn't take it makes me think that I wouldn't take it. But, no, I probably would have wrapped myself up like a little cocoon and not given a flying fadoodle.
Right. I just want to enjoy your experience.
I think. But at the same token, like, is he trying to be all cool and date night? He's trying to be tough and sexy for you. You know what I mean?
Mission accomplished. You know.
With the blanket?
With or without the blanket. Being your little cocoon.
I don't think that's true. But, okay. That's nice of you.
He was like, I'll just get another beer. I'll be warm in a second.
There you go. That's such a guy.
What a dude. What a dude, bro. So I was telling this story to Logan off the air as well, and it inspired the question, what are you too manly for? And ladies, feel free to chime in and throw your man under the bus. What is your man too manly for?
And the manly's in quotations, because it's not manly.
No, it's stubborn.
To deny a blanket.
Just sub the word manly for stubborn.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it asking directions? Are you too manly to ask for directions? Are you too manly to go to the doctor when something is wrong? That could be wrong.
We're looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Men's health year.
603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to chime in. We do have an extra pair of tickets to see the Zac Brown Band, a very manly band to go see. 603-749-0975. So the question is, what are you too manly for? And ladies, what is your man too manly for? 603-749-0975. And men out there, I am curious to know, would you have taken the blanket? Be honest. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, it's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time. And our topic today is inspired by my manly man. So I was out to dinner last night with Steven at Pepperell Cove in Kittery. Shout out, great place. We're sitting on the deck outside. And it's a really nice day, but it's right on the water and the sun's going down. It's getting a little windy, getting a little chill in the air. And so the staff is handing out blankets to people who need it. And I didn't need it because I was wearing a jacket, but my husband was in a very tight polo, short sleeve. I could see the goosebumps. I could see the hairs on his arms standing up.
Just see the nipples.
I could see the nipples.
Poking through.
I'm not saying I'm mine, but I could see them. They were standing at attention. And I was like, babe, look it, they're handing out blankets. This is great news for you because you're clearly chattering. Your lips are blue like Rose in the Titanic. And he was like, I'm not taking a blanket. I'll have another beer and I'll be fine. And I said, just take the blanket. Don't be ridiculous. And I was like, why
so
won't
fun.
You?
So funny.
He's like, because it's not manly to take the blanket. And I'm like, that guy has a blanket. He's like, I'm not taking a blanket. So I dropped it, but I wanted to bring it to the airwaves today and ask you, what are you too manly for? And ladies, throw your man under the bus. What is your man too manly? Just insert the word stubborn. Replace the word manly with stubborn. 4-603-749-0975 is our number. Good morning to you. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. So what is your man too manly for?
He is too manly to ask where something is, either in the grocery store or if we're out at like Lowe's or Home Depot. I always have to be the one. I have no problem going up and asking, but he will never ask where something is. He wants to be able to find it on his own.
That is such a good one.
Is it a matter of being too, quote, manly to do it? Or is it a matter of like, hey, I can find it just the same as the person who's going to help me find it. Like, I can use the signs.
I think he wants to be able to find it on his own, but yeah. I always end up finding it faster when I ask someone.
I've been down that exact same road, Tiffany, and it's like we're wandering down every single aisle. I think that's part of it. They want to wander down the aisles of Home Depot because maybe something else will speak to them.
That's nice.
And then for the blanket, so we were in Greece on our honeymoon, and there was actually a restaurant we were watching the sunset at, and they offered blankets, and we both took the blankets. He wasn't too manly for that.
Nice.
That's good.
I will say there is something about being cocooned in a blanket by yourself that feels very, very, very vulnerable.
Kind of like a newborn baby.
Like super vulnerable. Like if I'm on the couch and me and my wife are both wrapped up in a blanket, I'm like, okay, I get it. We're doing it. But if she comes home and I'm fully wrapped up, she can't see anything besides my neck up. Like I feel like a little newborn.
Yeah. What a sight. Well, thanks for making time for us this morning, Tiffany. Have a great day at work.
All right, thank you so
much. Have a great day, lady.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in, we do have an extra pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band, a very manly band to go see, by the way. 603-749-0975. What are you too manly for? Not expect that. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So, I was out to dinner last night with my husband, and it was getting cold. We were sitting outside, and they were handing out blankets, but he refused one because he's just too manly for that. So, our question for you is, what are you too manly for? And ladies, feel free to throw your man under the bus. What is he too manly / stubborn for? 603-749-0975 is our number. What's going on, meat boss?
What's going on?
You tell us, dude.
Well, I would tell you that I am too manly, or some would say stubborn, just to ask for help in general.
Give me a situation, meat boss, where you wouldn't ask
for
help.
I'll give you a great situation. About 2 weeks ago at work, I had a little incident with a sharp object, and I was bleeding quite a bit, and another veteran worker wanted to try to help. I was kind of seeing stars.
Oh, boy.
Bleeding quite a bit, and he wanted me to sit down, and I said in not so many words that I didn't want to sit down.
Right.
I was just kind of standing there with my finger wrapped up and not really sure what I was doing. And I just didn't want any help.
Did your coworker make you sit down and relax and help you out?
He tried to, but he failed. So.
But you were too stubborn. Sounds like stupid.
I'm very stubborn. it flirts with stupid, yes.
All right.
It flirts with stupid.
To say the same thing.
I'm happy that you said it. I mean, I also said it, but I'm happy you were okay with it.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you weren't forced to sit down or lie down by passing out.
It was close. I'm a rather large package to try to force down.
A large package.
Well, big trees fall hard, bro.
That's true.
They sure do. They sure do.
Thank you for the call, meat boss. Okay, your turn. What are you too manly for? And ladies, what is your man too manly for? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for the country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. So I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but I was out on these mean streets this past weekend. Saturday, I was at Campers Inn RV in Kingston. So I just want to thank everyone who came out to see me. It was a really good time. I did this thing, Logan. Maybe we should do it a little more often because it was kind of flirty and fun.
What'd you do?
I had a secret phrase. I had a secret phrase that I said on the radio just that day. I said, if you're going to come see me at Campers Inn RV in Kingston, when you approach me, say, Kira, did you bring the key lime pie?
What'd you get?
A scratch ticket.
A
scratcher.
That led to the scratch tickets.
Yeah.
Well, did you bring me a key lime pie?
I ran out of key lime pies. I had a lot of customers, my guy. But yeah, what a great crew over there. Doug from the Green Griffin, which is a flower shop right down the street, brought me a bouquet of flowers.
Really? I saw that on the Instagram. I was wondering what the situation
I was very touched.
It was just cuss flowers?
He listens. He was a key lime pie customer as well. So I traded him the bouquet for the scratcher.
That's very kind.
Also want to shout out Nate, who works there. Top dog. Guy's closing deals. He's taking names. He helped me with the step and repeat because I'm not tall enough.
Right.
And he told me that his wife listens around this time and that she would absolutely freak if she heard me talking about him on the radio. So I hope that that's happening right now.
Shout her out.
Shout her out. He didn't tell me her name.
Oh, crap. Shout out to the wife.
Shout out to Nate's wife. Nate, great goatee.
Sorry.
Bald head. Really nice guy. He treated me well. That's so nice. Hopefully I'll be back next year. I had a really nice time. And check out their Memorial Day mega sale happening now through Memorial Day weekend, baby. Back to the topic at hand. We were wondering what you are too manly for. And ladies, feel free to throw your man under the bus. What is your man too manly for? 603-749-0975. We'll go to Nick from Dover.
So my wife hates this, but when we go on road trips, I hate to stop and go to the bathroom because then I watch all the cars I worked so hard to get in front of pass me by. I think that's a man thing, right? Like, we hate it because we do it. We try to get in front of everybody, and then I have to stop over. I have to pee, and I watch them all go right by me.
That is so outrageously funny. And then when you do finally get back in the car, you're like, all right, I got to catch up to that green Subaru.
Oh, and then my wife hates it because I'm playing like a speed racer. I'm like Dale Earnhardt at the Daytona. I'm just cruising. Just cruising.
Yeah, well, hey, that's a hilarious and very relatable one.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
Did you say enjoy the show to us?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Country 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Yes, those are our government official names. Oh. And we're talking about what you're too manly / stubborn for. Ladies, feel free to chime in. What is your man too manly / stubborn for? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hey, lady, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thanks.
What's your man too manly for?
Well, he's too manly for mostly everything. He is a big construction worker, and we were out to dinner one night, and a big thunderstorm rolled in, and I knew it was going to be bad rain, so I brought my umbrella in, and we had a little walk to get to the car, so I opened my umbrella, and I said, come on, hon, get under here. You're going to get soaked. He's like, no way in hell am I going to be caught under an umbrella.
What are men?
But you're going to get drenched. He goes, don't care.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You will never catch me holding the damn umbrella either. Why do men not screw around with umbrellas?
I don't get it, but I guess it's a thing.
No, it, you know who it is? It's freaking Miss Mary Poppins.
It's her fault? Don't blame Mary Poppins.
What a feminine character, though.
Yes.
But what about that dude who was singing in the rain? Well, I guess he was kind of feminine. He tap danced.
You said it.
Yeah, my man's not feminine. He's 6'2" and 250. So,
He ain't flying away with no umbrella.
I'll never understand men as long as I live. Thank you for the call, Michelle.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, the time is now to win a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band. The number you have to call is 603-749-0975. Save it in your phone. What are you doing if you're dialing it in every day? What a waste of time. 603-749-0975. We will play Can't Beat Kira for a pair of tickets to see Zac Brown Band in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. It's
going down. Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, Natasha. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're well, but it's more about you. How was the weekend?
Quiet.
Quiet?
Quiet.
That's not bad, right?
No, you always need a quiet day.
Absolutely.
Love
it's
that
good for
you.
The soul, for the body.
Let's give you a crazy night out, though, huh?
Yeah.
Tickets to Zac Brown Band up for grabs right now. We play Can't Beat Kira. Kick her out of here.
Get out of here, Kira.
Okay, Natasha, because you said so. leaving.
She's out of here. Well, she's not gone yet. I can't start just yet. Okay, Natasha, now we can start. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one, not multiple choice. After 14 years on Shark Tank, the shark who has a minority ownership in the Dallas Mavericks is walking away from the show. Who am I talking about?
The guy with the brown hair.
Oh, the guy with the brown hair. Kind of wide. Oh, what is his name?
You got this.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
He's got a country John. Kind of in his last name?
Country?
No. Still can't get it.
A blank cigar that you're not allowed to bring into the United States.
Cuban cigar.
Okay, what's the first name?
Mark Cuban.
Holy smokes, I did a lot of helping. Who's in the background?
That's my husband, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny, come on. You don't have to whisper, bro. You can be a part of this.
All right, I'll join Cuban.
All right, let's do this, Natasha and Kenny. Question number two. Images of an actor playing John Madden in the upcoming Madden movie has gone viral this weekend. It was the actor who's the star of all of the National Treasure movies. This one is multiple choice. Is it Nicolas Cage? Oh, that's it. Final answer?
Nicolas Cage.
Love it. Question number three. Zach Brown Band, Chicken Fried, fill in the lyrics. And a little bit of chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that...
It's just right.
All right, you two.
That's
great
one of my favorite
job, Natasha and Kenny. Don't forget that, Kenny.
Thank you.
Yeah, yep. My husband said something about my jeans. That's how I know that song.
All right, Kira is back into the room. Are we going to get this thing popping? By the way, Kira.
Get it popping.
Natasha's, did you say fiance or husband, Kenny?
Husband.
Husband, Kenny, is on the other line, too.
Okay, so the Natasha and Kenny show.
Correct. It's 2v1, really.
That's fine. I'm fine with it.
Question one, Kira. After 14 years on Shark Tank, the shark who has a minority ownership in the Dallas Mavericks is walking away from the show. Who am I talking about?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Kira got it far faster than Natasha and Kenny. I did give them some assists.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're good people.
Yeah, good people.
And they knew it. So it's 1-1.
Yeah, sure.
Question two. Images of an actor playing John Madden in the upcoming Madden movie has gone viral this weekend. It was the same actor who was the star in all of the National Treasure movies. This is multiple choice if you need it.
I do need it.
Is it Jason Segel, Channing Tatum, or Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage?
It's crazy that you had to think about that. That is the right answer, though.
I don't know those movies.
You don't know National Treasure?
No.
Really?
Oh, you're missing out.
Okay.
Good. It's like a treasure hunt movie. It's so good.
I love a treasure hunt.
All right.
Treasure.
2-2.
Okay.
Question three, Zach Brown Band, Chicken Fried. And a little bit of chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of jeans that blank.
Fit just right.
Are the correct lyrics. You said that, Natasha and Kenny said that growing up. I always thought they said a bit too tight, but that's neither here nor there.
That's wishful thinking.
Final score is 3-3.
Yeah, good news is, I think you know you're winning the tickets, but we do need to hear you say that sweet words.
Sweet words.
I am Natasha, and I'm from Hampstead, and I cannot be.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on bread. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ, and we welcome in Anton. What's up, my man?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're good. I like your energy. I like your vibes. You seem like a positive guy.
I'm trying. You know, I got the situation that I'm hoping to solve, and I hope going to people on the radio is the solution.
Well, our success rate is small, but who knows, for you it may grow. Walk us through what's going on with Faith, how you met her, all the stuff.
So, you know, I meet Faith at an art gallery in Manchester, and, you know, she's an artist like me. She had some work up at this art show, and it was really, really cool. You know, we went to the mixer afterwards with other local artists, you know, to just see everyone's work, and, you know, I loved her stuff. I really, really did. The vibes were there, and I asked her out. She agreed, went on a date that weekend. You know, we did a floral show. We saw a bunch of tulips and sunflower fields, and basically like four locations of thousands of flowers all around, and we just You know, we got to see everything together, and we talked, and we really got to know each other. And, you know, afterwards, she asked to come, you know, to my place in Boston. And I thought she wanted to spend the night, you know, hang out, at the very least have a glass of wine. But as soon as she just came in, she just had to leave, like, immediately. And, you know, it was really, really abrupt, and I have no clue what happened. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
I mean, it just feels like there had to be something in your apartment that wasn't sitting well with her.
Yeah, are you gross? Are you a dirty boy?
Well,
dirty boy.
No, I'm very organized. I got my stuff all put away. I like the got my candles, and I like to do the dishes.
Okay, so it wasn't the cleanliness of the apartment, but yeah, or maybe something came up. Maybe she got a message on her phone she had to address. I don't know.
That's what I need to figure out.
All right, so what's going to happen now, Anton, is we're going to grab Faith's number from you, and we're going to try really hard to get her to come on the show and tell us what's going on. We're really hoping that it's just a misunderstanding and that she'd be down to go on a second date with you. And if that's the case, we'd be happy to pay for it.
Heck yeah, I'm cheap. That works.
Oh.
Well, good.
Maybe that's the issue.
It could be. Yeah.
We're going to find out for you, Anton. Hang on for us.
Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning, and you're on time for part two of Second Date Update. Let's get into it. All right, we did the impossible. We got a hold of Faith, who has agreed to come on the show and talk about her date with Anton and what's going on. Faith, you still there?
I am.
Okay.
She's hesitant, I can tell.
Right. So like we talked about off the air, Anton told us about your date and the nature of how you met, and it sounded like you guys were really compatible, and you even went to his house his apartment in Boston for a brief moment, but the date kind of ended abruptly there. So do you want to see him again, or what's going on?
No. And honestly, I'm not super comfortable being on air live. I'm happy to tell you what happened, though.
Okay. That's all we're really looking for.
Okay. So the second I went to his place in Boston, I had seen a massive 6-foot canvas of myself.
What?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, I was incredibly creeped out. And the worst part of it is that it was all nude.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, I mean, it was abstract, but it was nude.
Okay, it's abstract.
But he hadn't seen that. So that was just all from imagination?
I don't know. It was weird, though, and I felt bad rushing out so quickly, but who makes, like, a massive canvas of someone that they literally just met and makes it, like, naked?
And on display?
It's a very sound point. Everything you're saying is very sound, Faith.
Very creepy stuff.
Yeah, very creepy. It's like he had a shrine of you.
Yes.
But he is an artist.
I didn't think of it that way, but yeah.
I don't know how artists operate. I don't know how their creative mind taps in, you know, to work.
Shouldn't you ask someone's permission if they're going to be your muse? And especially if it's going to be a nude piece?
You're asking good questions that I don't know the answers
to. Or know them, know who they are, maybe?
Yep, that too. Okay, well, we didn't tell you this, Faith, and we can make this quick because I know you were kind of hesitant to come on air anyway. But Anton did hear everything that you said, so we'd like to just invite him in to say his piece and maybe explain why he painted a 6-foot canvas.
I can't imagine what he's going to explain, but... Okay.
Anton, you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you have to say, my man?
Wow. I guess just number one, how dare you?
Excuse me? Number two,
I said, how dare you?
No,
trying
I heard
to police
you.
Police my art, trying to tell me what I can and I cannot use my creative abilities for. I can't believe you're taking. I genuinely can't understand how you're thinking the way you are. You don't even know.
Is this for real? It.
Yeah. How could it not be? This is, I thought you were better than this, frankly. I'm shocked.
You thought I was better? You painted a picture of me. The painting had green eyes, like I do, a sunflower necklace, which I wear every day, and blonde hair. I mean, you're upset with me. I got painted by someone I just met.
When the creative process takes over, you know, I can't be held responsible what comes to canvas, you know? That's just, I'm on auto. I'm letting the muse do its thing. The voices are taking in the artist speaking.
I didn't sign up for this.
You don't know that's you. Quite frankly, she had massive breasts that you do not have.
Oh my God.
Are you for real right now?
It's a fact.
This is so disgusting. I can't believe I'm like, I really, this is so disgusting. Like, you should not be drawing women you're dating. You should not be drawing them bigger, better, whatever you want to say you're drawing them. Like, this is disgusting. This is creepy. And you just sound like a weirdo.
I'm disgusted with you. Let me do my art.
Disgusted with me? You painted me.
Are you crazy? It's disgusting how you think you can control someone.
I can't believe I'm doing this right now. I'm disgusting. Did you walk into my apartment and see a picture of yourself? No. You're disgusting.
All right, Kira, should we jump in? It's time.
I feel like, do we even ask the question?
It is to Faith. It's probably going to go quick, though. Faith, any interest in seeing
Ant?
No. Okay.
No. Are you for real? Like, this is a dumb... I can't believe I'm talking to someone who's clearly has something going on. Like, you can't talk to people like
that. Let me do my art. Let my voice be heard.
Wow.
Can I hang up now?
Yeah, you're good to go. Thanks for stopping in Second Date Update. We appreciate you.
Okay, we're 5 minutes away from that Kenny Chesney contest code. Keep it locked on 97.5 WOKQ. That is Kenny Chesney with Young on your number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. Did you miss that 820 contest code that we actually gave at 822?
Don't.
Well, it's all up to Logan if he's open to repeating it because he has that sheet.
That's because Kira doesn't know what the code was.
No, I don't know what the code
is. It was 552. 552 or 552?
552. So get your app out and enter it in. And good luck. Like Logan said, this is the last week to do it. So every code is important. What's on your mind, big guy?
Here's a question. Is there a limit to how much chips and or bread you can get when you're sitting at a restaurant? And that's like the appetizer that comes out.
Are you saying a number of refills, like of the basket?
Correct. So after, on Saturday night, me, Missy, and our pal Eric went out to Barrio. Love Barrio. Cannot say enough.
I haven't been there in a while, and it's making me want to go.
My pal Eric had never been, so I was like, all right.
That's my favorite.
We need to get you some Barrio up in your life.
I love bringing a new person
there. Get some tacos. We get some chips and queso, obviously, because we're not crazy. And those chips and the queso runs out pretty quick. But shout out to Barrio. They do a big old bowl of queso. So
it's generous.
Finish our chips right away. We're like, we'll take another. We get another. We'll finish that puppy too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of queso left. So I'm like, all right, let's get another thing of chips because we still have queso. So this makes sense. So now we're up to three. Queso's now gonzo.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all kind of looking at each other. And we also got tacos. It wasn't like we were just getting chips.
And why were you so starving?
And we... You're a clown for even asking me that question.
Go on.
Because it was a Saturday night.
Sure.
I don't know if I ate much dinner.
Okay, yep.
And so now we're like, do we get a third? Yeah, screw it. We tipped very well. I want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a fourth basket of chips.
That's excessive.
That it was? So that's the line?
Yes.
It's like once the queso runs out, you run out?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think I would ask. I've asked for a refill. Totally. I think when you're on number three, it's a little shameful.
Really?
I do.
I still had queso, though. I don't mind number three because I was feeling guilty on number four because I didn't have queso. I just wanted more chips.
Was your server casting any judgment?
I don't know. I didn't pick up on any clues, but also, not to say I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care. Every time I said, I was like, hey, no rush. No rush.
Yeah.
I put that out there.
Yeah, bring the people drinks that are, you know,
yes.
That's a typical thing.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's one of those things that it comes with the meal, right? The mm-hmm. chips? Or yeah. It comes with the queso anyway?
It's not bottomless like the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
It's not bottomless? That's a good question. So
they don't say bottomless chips.
Well, they also, when they bring in bread out before the meal, they don't say bottomless bread, but everyone knows you can just keep asking for bread, right? Can you? I don't know.
I don't think you should.
This is my question.
Don't think you should.
So Kira says three is too many.
Three is too many.
Okay.
I would just do two.
And does that equate to bread as well? You can do two rounds of bread?
Correct.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
What about you listening?
Yes. Is there a limit to how many refills of, let's put bread and chips in the same category?
It's pretty much the same thing.
You can ask for. I say any more than two is getting a little obnoxious, taking advantage of the situation. Would love to hear from a server.
Yes.
Because maybe they really don't care.
Yeah. That,
maybe the limit does not
that
exist.
That was my thought. My thought was it does not exist.
Okay. What do you think? 603-749-0975. How many refills of chips or bread is too many refills? And you're kind of taking advantage of the situation, like Logan at Barrio. 603. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. The question at hand, when you are out to dinner, how many refills of the bread basket is too many? Or if you're out for Mexican, how many refills of the old tortilla chips is too many? I kind of think you get one refill, and then any more than that's a bit excessive, and you got to start looking inward. Logan said four is good.
Listen, those tortilla chips are just part of the experience.
That is true. No one's arguing with that. So where do you stand? How many refills are too many refills? 603-749-0975. Jen, what are your thoughts?
I think it depends on how many people you have at the table.
Okay.
So if you have two people, and then I agree, I think two is enough. But if you have like five or six people and you guys are all sharing the chips and the queso and the salsa and the bread, then it's gonna go faster. So you're gonna need more refill.
You base it on the whoever's at the table.
Yeah.
So let's use Logan's specific example of three human beings.
Two hungry men.
Two hungry men.
And a hungry woman.
How many?
I agree with him. Like three.
Three's
fine.
Three's okay.
Oh, one per head.
Let's go. Great take, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
I mean, it all depends. I mean, kids is different. Now, right. With my boyfriend, and he can eat. Like, he can probably eat two baskets of chips.
That's what I'm saying.
So it all depends on how hungry you are. I have to agree with Logan this time.
Awesome. Sorry, take. Here. Thanks, Jen.
No,
we love you.
That's fine, Jen. We're still on good terms. All right. Thanks for listening.
You too. Love you. Bye.
You know, Kira, I also want to put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on your order as well. Like, we got meals. I don't think you can go and just do chips and queso and get unlimited. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that I think, is taking advantage of the system. But if I'm dropping, you know, 60 to 100 bucks anyway, yeah, give me unlimited tortilla chips.
Yeah, that is an important point. I remember when I waitressed at Bertucci's in college, we had bottomless rolls and salad for lunch, and people would just come in and get, like, baskets and baskets and bowls of salad,
right,
and then split an order of mozzarella sticks. So I made, like, a dollar.
Right, so that's where it's wrong. That's where it's wrong.
But it felt wrong to me in my broke situation.
If you're getting full meals and you can still house a couple baskets of chips, I think it's fair game.
Okay. That's an important point. Yeah. Did you have a message you wanted to read?
We did. Yeah, yeah. From Sadie Lynn in Exeter.
There you go.
She said, quote, "No shame in asking for more chips or bread. I'll even go as far as asking for another basket of bread before I leave to take home with me."
Oh, girl.
Woo! That feels a little wrong. And by wrong, I mean oh so right.
No shame in Sadie Lynn's game.
None.
Feel free to shoot us a message on the 97.5 WOKQ app.
All the bars are closed.
Brett, Thomas. That is after all the bars are closed on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. That's us. That's what they call us. So the time is now for compliments, double downs, and apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooksett, New Hampshire. I wanted to compliment one of our callers today that really understood the assignment. Her name is Michelle. And we were asking, what is something that some men are just too manly for, and specifically your man? And this is Michelle's call. It really cracked us up.
We were out to dinner one night and a big thunderstorm rolled in, and I knew it was going to be bad rain, so I brought my umbrella in. And we had a little walk to get to the car, so I opened my umbrella and I said, "Come on, hon, get under here. You're going to get soaked." He's like, "No way in hell am I going to be caught under an umbrella."
What are men?
I said, "But you're going to get drenched." He goes, "Don't care."
He's like, "I'm fine being a drenched rat. I will never be caught dead under an umbrella."
It's so funny because that is so true for a lot of dudes.
They just don't carry umbrellas.
Me too. Like, I'm one of those guys. Mm-hmm. I'll never carry an umbrella.
But if Missy was like, "Babe, come under here. We can both be dry together."
Maybe.
Would you be too proud?
I probably would be. I'd probably be like, "It's fine. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with us bumping shoulders trying to stick under this umbrella for one person.
Mm-hmm. My dad would always be, I would be like, Dad, do you want to come under my umbrella? He's like, yeah, what am I going to melt?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Men are going to men. What do you have, my guy?
I am doubling down on something, but revisiting very quickly the fact that I went to Barrio and got about 4 baskets of chips.
God love you.
And on the 3rd into the 4th, it felt almost wrong. But here's what I'm doubling down on. I think you get free chips and free bread. Like when a Mexican place comes with tortilla chips or like an Italian place comes with bread, I think you can get unlimited as long as you're still getting a full meal. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm doubling down on. I'm also walking it back a little bit, just a teeny bit. Because if you only get like an appetizer or two and then you're just there for chips, you're taking advantage of the system.
Totally.
I think if you're getting a meal, you can eat chips all the way through that meal. Like, I can be still snacking on my tacos, being like, I want more chips, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doubling down on. I think as long as you're getting a full meal, a.k.a. you're going to be giving the waitress or waiter a full tip, you know, not just like one appetizer of a tip.
Yeah, if you're ordering drinks and entrees, yeah, they're going to get taken care of.
I think it's free game to get as many tortillas as you want.
Mm-hmm. And I actually agree with that statement.
Thank you.
Believe it or not.
I don't, but thank you.
Are we going to have a good week?
Doubt
I think
it.
We are.
Doubtful.
I feel friendship in the air. All right, so Ginny Rogers is up next. And so is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. But today, it's all about today. We're living for the now. Don't forget, all day long, who loves you?
We do.